This is Fresh Air. I'm David Bean Cooley, back with more of Terry's interview with jazz bassist Charlie Hayden. Since 1986, his group Quartet West has performed music paying tribute to hard-boiled fiction and film noir. The new Quartet West album is The Art of the Song, and it's the first time Hayden has ever sung on one of his CDs.
Well, I want to get to your vocal on your new CD. Your new CD is called The Art of the Song, and you chose two of your favorite singers to do most of the performances, Shirley Horn and Bill Henderson. But the last track is you singing, and you, as a rule, don't sing on your CDs. I think this is your first recorded performance outside of the years when you sang with your family. When you were a child, your family had a country group and used to sing on the radio. So tell us the story about how you decided to sing on your own CD.
I stopped singing on our show when I was 15. I developed bulbar polio, and it paralyzed my vocal cords. And eventually, you know, I got my vocal cords back, but I lost the range in my voice. And I used to sing every day on our radio show from the time I was 2 until I was 15. And after that occurrence, I kind of focused all my musical melody energy into my playing. I just started playing the bass and playing along with records around where we were living in Springfield, Missouri. And then when I moved to L.A., playing, you know, seeking out the great musicians. And I never really thought about singing again after that. And I didn't even sing in the shower. You know, I it wasn't that I was afraid to. It was just like it was over, you know, for me. And so recently some people have been talking about, you know, you used to sing, how come you don't sing anymore or sing? You know, Ruth, my wife, who's a singer, has said, you know, why don't you sing? And then actually one day I was on your show a while ago, and we were talking about Now is the Hour, and you asked me to sing it, and I was very reluctant, and I couldn't believe that you asked me, and I finally gave in and sang, and you called back later and said that you thought it was great and that I should sing sometime on one of my records. And I said, well, thanks for the compliment, Terry. And, you know, I just kind of, it was kind of humorous to me, and I never really took it seriously until we started planning this record. And I was going through music, and I ran across some of our music from our radio show with my family back in the 40s, and I saw this song called The Wayfaring Stranger that my mom used to sing and on our show, and I remembered how beautiful it was. And then I was going through some LPs and CDs, and I found this recording of Joe Stafford singing folk music, and one of the songs on the album was The Wayfaring Stranger, and I listened to it, and it reminded me of how beautiful the song was. And so I thought about doing it on the record instrumentally, and then I thought, you know, this isn't a song for Shirley or Bill to sing, but it should really be sung because the words are so beautiful. Because I remembered when my mom sang it. And so I said, well, the only way it could be sung is if I sing it. And I thought, you know, oh my goodness, that's not going to work. And Alan was over, and I played it for him. I said, what do you think of this? And he said, wow, that is really beautiful. I said, what would you think if I tried to sing it? And he said, wow. He said, that'd be different. And I said, so.
What do you mean by that?
Yeah, I said, well, you know, and I even, I called Jean-Philippe Allard, our executive producer in Paris, and I said, you know, I might sing on this record. And there was a big silence. And he said, pardon? I said, I might sing. And another long silence. Pardon? I said, anyway, I told Alan, I said, write the arrangement as if somebody's going to sing it. And if I don't make it, I'll play it on the bass, you know. And so he wrote the arrangement. I didn't practice the song, you know, a couple of times. You know, I was a little nervous. I around the house, I kind of sang the melody at home just to go through it, just to make sure that I could actually sing, you know. And I didn't want to do it too much because, you know, I didn't want to get my mindset in like, oh, I'm a singer and I've got to sing this like a singer and it's got to be perfect. Because I really believe singers, and that's why I love Shirley Horn and Bill Henderson so much, is that they sing the way they speak. I mean, when they stop speaking and start to sing, they don't change their voice the way they say their words or anything about what they're doing in any way. They just, it's just natural and honest, and that's why they're such great singers. And, you know, a lot of singers now, and even in the past, as soon as they began to sing, they everything changes, it's all of a sudden somebody else, you know. And so I didn't want to make myself nervous, so we got into the studio, and I just got up to the microphone, and they started to play it, and I sang. And Shirley Horn came in to me, and she said, "You got to put this on the record." And I said, "Are you really serious?" She said, "Yes." And she said, "Some of those string players out there are in tears." I said, "Well, that's probably because it's so bad, you know." She said, "So I put it on the record, and I hope people like it. It's not doing it as a singer; it's doing it to tell a story of, you know, where I come from." And
well, I really love this, and I'm so glad that you went through with singing it and listening to it. I was wondering, you know, knowing that you knew this song as a kid and that your mother sang it. When you were a child, what did the words mean to you? The song is just filled with metaphors about death, you know, crossing over the River Jordan. I'm going home to see my mother. I'm going home to see my father. What did you get about that? And was it a frightening song to you, thinking about death, or what?
No, it actually is a very soothing song. It's just the opposite of me. It's a song about life.
Mm-hmm.
I remember a very funny thing that my mom told me once when I was 4 years old. She was working around we lived on a farm outside Springfield, Missouri, and she was working around the house, and all of a sudden she heard me screaming in the living room, and she thought, you know, I'd done something horrible had happened to me. She ran in the living room. She said, "Charlie, what's wrong?" And I looked up at her, and I said, "I'm going to die." And she said, "What in the world are you talking about?" And she said, "You're thinking about," she said, "you don't have," she was like cracking up, you know, so... I always have this deep need for the beauty of life, the reason for life, and the preciousness of life, you know, and how precious every moment is that we're alive, and we should really do everything that we can to enhance this life that we have and this planet that we live on, and this song just evokes that to me.
What happened to you that day? What were you thinking about that made you think, "I'm going to die"?
I think somebody close to us had just died and they had a funeral, and I was thinking about, "Oh God, someday that's going to happen to me," you know, and here I am 4 years old and I start screaming.
Now, there's a picture of you as a child performing, well, in a picture with your family from the days that you performed, and you look really young in it, maybe 4 years old, 5 years old, and you're wearing like a red neckerchief and cowboy boots. Is that part
right?
of your image on stage?
Back then, they called me Cowboy Charlie, and and I didn't, you know, always wear a cowboy suit, but for that picture, I mean, we went to the studio every day, and I just wore everyday clothes, but that was a special pose picture. But we were on different shows. My parents were on the Grand Ole Opry. That was before I was born, and then later on, we did a network show from Springfield called Corns a Crackin', where all of the Nashville people came up to Springfield and appeared on the show. And we got to know real close the Carter family, and Roy Acuff and people like that were our friends. And I feel very lucky that I was able to know all those great musicians. It really was a big influence on my musical life. But now I remember what I said when my mother came running into the... What I said was, "I don't want to die." It wasn't that I'm dying. I said, "I don't want to die." And she said, "Jesus, Charlie." Anyway.
Well, before we hear Poor Wayfaring Stranger, I'm wondering if you think you'll be performing this song in front of audiences.
The Wayfaring Stranger?
Yeah.
That's the first time I thought of it. I really don't... I don't know if...
Are you shy about it? Shy about singing in a way that you're not about playing bass?
Probably, because I don't that's the first time I've sung in like 45 years. So mm-hmm. I'm very shy about it, and I always want to do everything the best I can possibly do, and I play every day, you know, but I don't sing every day. So that would go into my feelings about it.
Right. Well, I do hope you sing more. And
well,
I want to thank you for talking with us. And why don't we end with your recording of The Wayfaring Stranger from your new CD, The Art of Song. And my guest has been Charlie Hayden. Thank you, Charlie.
Thanks, Terry. I am a poor wayfaring stranger, a wandering through this world of woe, and there's no sickness, toil, or danger in that bright world to which I go. I'm going home to see my father.
Charlie Hayden from his new CD with the Quartet West called The Art of the Song. This is Fresh Air.